It was definitely doctored. It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy, crazy.
Yep.
No, good job, Mike. Yeah. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't drop the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's...
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, yeah. What do we got for him now?
Well, I tell you what, if you would do me a favor, if you have the links there, I'll let you pick. This will be a very special edition of Woke News where Johnny picks from the assortment of stories. I have, I think, four or five of them there.
We'll see how
many we can get to, and it's up to your discretion.
Well, you got her there, Big Will. This one here is one of my faves. iPhone is going to update the ads or update and adds pregnant man emoji and other gender neutral cartoons. I mean, I heard this was coming. I thought it was a joke at first. I don't know what the hell is happening. A recent software update for Apple's iPhones include a pregnant man emoji as well as a number of other gender neutral cartoons. Apple rolled out the update mid-March, and I remember when that happened, according to the Wall Street Journal, adding the pregnant man emoji, as well as a gender-neutral person with a crown emoji to go alongside the King and Queen cartoons, because I'm sure a lot of people were offended that there was only a King and a Queen and not a gender-neutral royal member of the family. Yeah. Apple also added 35 other emojis. First the pregnant man or the pregnant person emoji was released in January as part of an optional update, but it came to all users with the iOS 15.4 update. I don't understand why this had to be done. Why the pregnant man had to be done? Can you figure that one out?
Yeah, I think it's because representation is important. I think that's the argument that they would throw out there and lobby, that you have to see it to be it, and you have to normalize these things.
I haven't seen a pregnant man.
Oh, you see him online. There's a bunch of stories of
like a tabloid.
Trans men who are, you know, now pregnant or breastfeeding, or ones that are upset because they can't breastfeed and they're mad at their doctor because they get it to work, but they cut their... you know, stuff out, their milk sacks, and they're unable to do that. I've seen a bunch of weird stories like that. So I think that's the argument that they would lobby out there, is that they need to be seen and normalized because they're not weird. It's not a weird thing. It's totally normal. And so give me an emoji. They should just go back to yellow emojis and keep it as generic as possible. Just make them like smiley faces, make a bride, make a groom, whatever. they're not gender specific anyways. They made a mistake when they didn't make a mistake. This was totally acceptable 5-6 years ago, and now all of a sudden it's not. And now it's so overcomplicated. That's what I hate about all this stuff, is it's so complicated. I don't speak your Klingon language. I can't keep up with all this stuff. I can't ask you what your pronouns are every 10 minutes. There's some that say they change by the minute now.
Yeah.
And you have to ask them. And it's just like, no, I'm not doing that. I just don't want to be your friend now. You can go, it's too complicated to be friends with you.
Then they get really upset, too, if you don't know, like, the proper verbiage or something. Even if you're perfectly innocent, you know, you're like, look, I don't know what to say. You know, you're like, oh, really?
You hear things like, and not everybody does this, but I have seen this before, where simultaneously it's this very complicated, and I'm hesitant to use the word weird because they would object to that it's not weird at all, that this is all because of a social construct, and, you know, reality is a social construct, so it's not weird, it's just what the patriarchy has kind of said is normal, and that's the only reason why it's normal. But I've heard them say simultaneously that you have to live by this weird, I'm sorry, to me it's weird, lifestyle that I have, and you have to ask me every little while what my pronouns are. And also, it's not my job to educate you either, so I have to figure it out, too.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, I just won't be friends with you. That's okay. No, I haven't had this in my life. I don't know how many people are actually like that in real life, or they're just, you know, you see clips online. And even the people that are saying it online, how many of them actually practice it out in the real world? It's probably, it can't be that many because it's too complicated.
I think the people that are offended, you know, and I have met a few, I think that they're almost being cued to be offended by what we see on news stories and online on social media. I don't think they would be offended at all if Demi Lovato wasn't offended. You know, I mean, they go, oh, okay. So right now it's kind of trendy to be extra offended by everything. I want to be like that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay. So I'm supposed to be pissed off if somebody doesn't like the pregnant man emoji. In the same article here, I don't even know who Greg Gutfeld is for Fox News, because I don't watch a lot of any news really for their personalities and stuff, because I don't like most people. But it is kind of funny. He did a little troll job on the rollout, and he praised the new emoji as a step towards acceptance for men with beer guts. He said, and I quote, "Yes, thank God, finally, it's here. A beer gut emoji has arrived to Apple iPhones with its latest voluntary update. This new emoji comes in 5 different skin tones, so someone with a massive beer gut can be any shade he, she, or they want." That's kind of funny. He kind of got him there, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. I just don't. I don't see where this was an issue enough to that it needed to be added to an update where iPhone was in a meeting and they go, guys, we got to do something about these pregnant dudes not having an emoji. It's a problem. This is an issue.
Well, this is a thing where it's not an issue, but people think that Twitter's the poll of the populace. So they go, right. I got a bunch of tweets, meaning dozens, probably Apple got, and said that, what about, you know, men can be pregnant too. How come? So they go, oh, crap. You know, this is a sample size of the American population. This must be an issue. And it's not. But they just go, we got to fix this. And some of it's, you know, to their own detriment, where people are kind now to their own none of this stuff could exist. Meaning, like, this, everyone's accused of being a bigot, whatever. None of it would exist if it were true. Like, if there was these supremacies of certain races, and, you know, they would just be like, shut up. Go away. Hush. And they wouldn't go anywhere. But instead, it's, like, way out there in the culture where it's so prevalent, but it just couldn't exist if it were true. You know, it's kind of like a paradox.
Next story, Will. This is a great one. An Arizona diversity activist. That's a title.
Diversity. No, this is a job title.
I guess. Are they're well known for that?
Okay.
Actually, two local diversity advocates in Arizona are taking heat after calling a school district racist for hiring a DJ to perform in blackface, Will. You believe this?
That's messed up.
Here's the problem. The DJ was a black guy.
Oh. wait. So he wasn't in blackface. He was actual blackface.
He was just a black guy.
Oh, my God.
They called the school district racist for hiring a DJ to perform in blackface. Stuart Roden and Jill Lassen, boy, they sound like real fun people, who specialize in diversity, equity, and inclusion, lambasted the Scottsdale Unified School District's Hoppy Elementary PTA for its decision to hire Kim Coco Hunter, 56 years old, a local black DJ, at a charity event.
Wow.
Both Rodden and Lassen, who are involved in diversity work in the school district, slammed the school after seeing a picture of Hunter, only to later learn that he was actually just a black guy.
Wowie, wowie.
Ah! I'm looking at the picture that they're upset about, And it's a black guy, and he's wearing like a big Afro wig because it was like this weird party, it looks like a 70s party. And I guess they thought because he had big glasses on and an Afro wig that it was a white guy in blackface. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable that they went all out. And, yeah, so they wrote the DJ that the Hoppy PTA hired was – in fact, a black man, Hoppy, I'm sorry, this is a caption here. But yeah, I'm trying to find exactly what they wrote and freaked out about him. But yeah, this is a black guy wearing an Afro wig and like some Elvis glasses. And they just assumed because this person was in costume that it was a white guy in blackface. Like, shouldn't they lose their title for that? Like, shouldn't there be something for falsely accusing a PTA for doing something that I would be shocked if somebody in America actually hired a DJ to be in blackface in 2022. I don't think anybody would be that dumb, but they did. Dude, I'm sorry. You don't have the article. You got to look at this. Jill Lason, one of the diversity advocates. She looks exactly what you think she would look
like. Wait, hold on. I can Google it though. Let's.
Oh my God. Jill Lason, diversity advocate. Look
how
at
do you spell
this.
The last name?
Lassen.
Jill
oh,
Lassen.
My goodness.
What's her title?
She is a diversity advocate.
Diversity
mm-hmm.
advocate. Okay, yeah. Can I guess before
sure.
I push the search button here
please.
To find a picture
yes.
of her?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess she is of the Caucasian persuasion.
Oh, yeah. She's
a white
Jill.
Woman.
Uh-huh. Yes, she
I'm
going
to say she's about, well, she could
I don't
be-
want to assume she's a woman.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good
Thank
point.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Does she look more female than male, would you say?
I'm afraid to even say that. I would say if I had to bet, yes.
Traditionally more female characteristic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say overweight.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess her hair color is not... her natural hair color.
Okay. It looks as if she has dyed her hair and let it go. So,
gotcha. Gotcha.
And it's also in this picture, it looks uncombed or
uncombed?
Brushed.
Uncombed? Okay.
Yeah.
Unkept. I'm going to guess. Well, what else can I guess? Let me just push the button.
I think
I nailed it though. Glasses? Yeah. Does she have thick glasses on?
Not in this picture, okay. No glasses. Also no makeup, it looks like, too. So.
Let's look. Yeah, I'm not surprised uh-huh. about that.
It looks images. Like she has a dress made out of jean material.
Ah, yes. That is basically exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, me too.
Not traditionally what the woke, or not woke patriarchy, but the patriarchy would call attractive, I would say. What would you give her out of 10? Or it, or they be out of 10?
From this picture, solid 3.
And ooh, 3's nice. Really low. I got to be honest with you,
nice.
That's mean.
Is it?
You're being mean.
Okay.
3's
you
are
asked.
Like, man, 3's are like the ugliest you can. A 3 is a 1.
No.
A 3 is a 1.
Not to me.
Yeah, because 1.
A 3 is a 1 that's trying a little bit.
No. A 1 and a 10 don't exist.
What
mean,
would you give her?
I mean, I would say she's probably a 4.2. Maybe
all right, I'll give her 4.2. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, she's not I would say she's not even average. She's, you know, and this is my own measure too. I'm sure some people out there would find her very attractive.
Sure.
I banged a girl that looked just like this, mind you.
Well, who hasn't? I think part of me lowering the grade is knowing that I would have to, you know, possibly speak to her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think she has anything interesting to say?
It'd be a nightmare. You know, it'd be a nightmare. She would hate me a lot. You know?
Yeah. I'm sure you would say something inappropriate in a matter of
minutes
that she
would
find offensive.
Anything. Like if she got a hold of a YouTube clip of me, or if she went and actually saw me do stand up, she would be writing articles about it. She would try to have me, you know, canceled. Ugh.
And it's almost kind of, I don't know, it's almost kind of racist on her end, but it's not like
yes, it's, not almost.
But it's like, but well, it's like it's the same coin. right? It's still racist, but it's more of a positive. It's a plus more than a minus because she's looking out for, you know, that community, right? So she's being an advocate and saying, this is unacceptable. You can't wear blackface. Unfortunately, it was a black guy. So it looks bad on her, but she did it for a positive reason. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
To advocate for the black community in Arizona and saying this isn't acceptable. But it's still racism. It's just a plus instead of the minus. It's a heads instead of a tails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The polarity there?
It just seems to me like, you know, maybe look into it a little bit. You know, like...
she's a jack-off. She knows nothing about the world. I'm sure she's probably like 22 years old. She doesn't know anything.
How hard is it to go, all right, this guy's name is DJ Coco or whatever it is, right? And then you just go look him up on Instagram and look him up on Facebook or anything. And you go, oh, you know what? That's an actual black dude. And then you just shut up.
It's shocking how people don't do that because it's so easy to do that.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like it's become too easy. So people just go, nah. You know what I mean? Like it's
I think she wanted it to be true. More than anything,
sure.
She didn't.
She's
want,
like, I finally
you know
got
I mean?
One. I finally got
yeah.
one. Yeah,
exactly. So that's what's gross about it. Get a life, you big uggo. You know what I mean? Like, find some other good cause that you could be doing. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on that you could help out with, and you know, don't stop your diversity, equity, you know, search for justice. But you know, just be a little more responsible. You look like a big fat moron right now. I'm sorry. You know, it's Yeah. Yeah, 3. I'm back to a 3. The more I look at the picture, I can't.
Maybe 3.8.
You're so nice, dude. I don't know why you're so nice to people.
I'm a nice gross. Guy. What can I say?
And finally, Bella Thorne. You know who she is, right?
Yes, I know who she is. I'm annoyed that I know who she is because I don't want to know who she is. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. my penis, who has a mind of its own from time to time,
Yum.
Wanders and goes and finds these women online and ogles them. And I don't like it. It makes me mad that he does this without my consent.
Bella, Bella Thorne's fans are criticizing Bill Maher for being insensitive towards the actor when she spoke about her anxiety. So, what has she been in?
She was a Disney star, I believe.
Right.
And she was probably molested and over-sexualized.
Oh,
and now she had,
hope not.
She had an OnlyFans account, and she uh-huh. has, like, she makes millions of dollars on that. I don't know if she has nudes on there or what she does, but uh-huh. she's a very beautiful woman. I got to
yeah.
say, she looks like a drawing. She's not even human. She looks like a Disney drawing of a princess.
She's attractive.
Very sharp features.
Well, on Monday's episode of Club Random Podcast, which I think is that his podcast or her podcast?
I think it's Bill Maher's, and I think the concept
yeah.
is he smokes weed with his guest.
That's cool.
I guess.
Nice. Well, Thorne revealed details of her health issues and crippling anxiety and how she fell into weed as a result of it. Weed has really changed my life, she said. Maher then questioned the Time Is Up star. I guess that's what she was in. He said, what is it with you kids and anxiety? What is causing all the anxiety? I could see a comedian saying that, you know what I mean? Then she attempted to explain, saying that there's constant bad everywhere you look. That's what she said.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
I guess.
Yeah.
She is, but she stated it like a 9-year-old being asked that question. Constant bad everywhere you look. Yeah, you know, people tolerate, you know, deal with it in different ways. When he then interrupted her by saying it was a disingenuous argument and that her generation doesn't know what's going on in the world. He's not wrong so far. He said, so how can you be that effing concerned about what's going on in the world? He questioned. I know what's going on in the world. I should have the anxiety. I follow it. You kids don't follow it. You don't know what the F is going on in the world. What are you upset about? What is the world's problem? And then she replied, I think it's definitely things that we know what's going on. We don't always necessarily always know the full story 100%, but yeah, we're seeing it, we're hearing it, and we're vocal about it. She kind of answered the question without even answering the question.
Yeah, because she's high.
Yeah.
And he doesn't soon notice because he's high.
Soon after the interview aired, many fans called out Marr for having no empathy towards sensitive issues, of course. It's truly low to poke fun at someone's emotional and mental struggles, one person wrote on Twitter. I mean, yeah, but he's doing it kind of in the under the guise of comedy. It's a podcast with a comedian smoking weed with stars. So, once again, was he attacking her, or was he trying to create a funny moment with an opinion from a 60-year-old comedian? I don't know.
I think he was... See, Bill Maher is going off the reservation a little bit.
Yeah.
He was just on Joe Rogan. Now, he's appeared on Joe Rogan before, but I don't think he's appeared since after Joe's controversies, many controversies right. that he's had. And he's kind of going, enough with this crap. He's also way late on the COVID stuff, you know, just this wokeness in general, race stuff in America. He's kind of waking up. But Bill Maher is a very influential liberal on TV.
Yes.
And he's had, you know, obviously he had Politically Incorrect on ABC for many years. And then he moved over to HBO and he has his, what's that show called? Oh my God, the red light's on, so I can't remember.
Yeah, me too. I'm brain farting too. Yeah.
Anyway, everybody knows.
Or he has a panel and they talk about stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's had that and he's kind of been the voice, like a leader, much like a Jon Stewart. For people on the left, they kind of listen to him, but he's not a woke progressive. He's an old man. He's
real
just
time,
kinda like a real time. That's it.
Thank you.
And he's had he's just been you know the voice of them. But he's an old man. He's not a progressive. He's just a Democrat, and he doesn't really toddle with this wokeness stuff. So he's starting to lean against it a lot. And he's getting a lot of pushback. And I'm not going to be surprised if he's the next one that they kind of turn on and end up sending him away too. Or cancel him. I don't know if HBO will stand by him. I don't know. But I can see him. He's getting more and more red pilled as the days and weeks go on. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to him. And I think he's just tired of this, as many of us are.
Yeah.
Now, but we're afraid to express it. But when you have these people like Bill.